News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Prayers have been said in Newcastle in County Dublin following the death of those three children, the McGinley children, in their home on Friday. Connor, Dara and Carla. Father John Gilligan, a local parish priest in Newcastle, joins me on the line. Before we speak to Father Gilligan, though, parishioners there have been speaking and giving their reaction to our reporter, Amy Croffey.
I'm here 30 years. I've never heard of that. I'm really shocked. I don't know what to think. Very, very quiet. Real quiet. You never see anybody hanging around the street or anything. Very quiet.
Same age myself, I have kids the same age as well, so it's just, it's hard to think that it happened, like, so it's just wait and see what comes out.
Kids said they were grand kids, they were happy kids, so they would have played up there with them, football and all, the young fella and all, so the girl and the boys, so up, just would have been playing with the other girls and boys up there. Shock, you don't think it's going to happen on your own doorstep. I'm only here 7 years now, but it's nothing like this ever happened here, like.
Yeah, that's just some people in the area in Newcastle speaking to Amy Croffey. As I said, Father John Gilligan is the parish priest in Newcastle, and he joins me now on the line. Father, you heard the words there, shock and sadness, and I suppose confusion from people in the community. Is that the sense that you're getting as well?
Absolutely. Since we got the call from the Garda, community Garda, on Friday evening, that's all. It's been total shock, you know, just bewilderment, having no words, just trying to have a language that you can speak to young children with to try and explain why their friends are no longer going to be there. We gathered Friday night and we gathered on Saturday morning early in Newcastle, and we didn't know what to do. But we just kind of opened the church and said, well, we'll put on a service here. And we're amazed to see all the mums and dads and young children that came on a Saturday morning where there would be normally no service. And just the expression of shock on their faces, dads with tears in their eyes. And as we opened the book of condolences there, you know, many people just trying to express in some way. And just to see all the staff from, you know, the creche that were there, Happy Feet, and they talked about little Carla, 3-year-old, and the expression on her face and how they would have met her that morning, and a happy girl on the Friday morning. And then all of a sudden she's not with them. And then we had a mass for all the school Cronon children yesterday. We have 8 schools in our area. Mm. And, you know, which was the first communion mass preparation. We have about 8 of them in each of our churches in preparation for the first communion. And so all the parents from school Cronon were there. And thankfully, when I arrived there, I saw the principal, Siobhan, and I just said to her, you know, we'd no words. I just had to give her a hug. And then she said, would you say a few words at the mass, you know, just to reassure parents? And she did. And
can I ask, Father, well, you mentioned there, say, having no words, but being asked then to find a few words. What words of comfort did you offer?
The words of comfort I offered were what I learnt on that Saturday morning was the great commitment and dedication. I heard about the mom, you know, who had brought the children to the creche and to the school. I heard of the hardworking dad, and I saw all these parents who are hardworking. We have a huge population, about 22,000 in this area. And, you know, these are the mums and dads. And we saw this family who lived in Sagard one time. They upgraded to a house in Newcastle to have a bigger space for their 3 children. And, you know, the sacrifices they make, the sports people that were there, they were meant to play soccer and Rathcoole Boys that morning, one during drama class, and all the activities that go on. And you just saw a community here coming together. And the one thing I noticed yesterday was, usually after mass, people kind of scarper to go all directions. Yesterday, nobody wanted to leave. The car park was huddles of young families, you know, together, speechless, but with each other, hugging their kids. One mom said to me she was going away with her mom and her sister today. And she said, I'm going to cancel because I can't leave my 2 little children behind me now. You know, and that whole fear factor, the children were so precious. And it was just so difficult to talk to them. I said to them, you know, I had a homily ready. And I couldn't use a homily like that on a day like that.
Yeah.
And I just kind of said to the mums and dads, look after yourselves, you know, the wonderful work you do and your children, and trying to give a language to the children of how do they explain this morning as they go into school growing on in first class and third class that Connor and Dara will not be there. And the teachers all had gathered yesterday afternoon, and on Tuesday have been on. They've been very supportive. Mm. And we're trying to bring out, you know, as many as we can supports But it's our presence really was the big thing. I think many parents came up to me after Mass yesterday and say, well, thanks, it was great just to come somewhere, to be somewhere and to talk to somebody. And they all huddled together and the children were very, very much, you could see the love and the care and the support. And the children were quite clingy, you could see, after what had happened. But it's finding a language to use.
Yeah.
It's just so, you feel so helpless, and I felt so helpless.
Yeah, I'd want to be dismissive or diminish anyone else's sense of grief, but, you know, you're used to dealing with people and families grieving and suffering from loss. But when you've got three children like that, aged, you know, 9 and 7
yeah.
and 3, is there any preparation? Is there any way to deal with that properly? There is no blueprint, I assume.
There's no blueprint. You know, I've been chaplain at DCU for 16 years with many suicide there and tragedy. I was chaplain, part-time chaplain in Hollister for many years too. And, you know, you have a mum or a baby dying, that sort of thing. But here you have three people all in one family just wiped out, you know, and it's so, so hard. And we're in a population here, as I said, there are 8 schools here. It's a very young population. You see all those mums and dads and all the young children. And it's trying to get a language. What do you say to them? And I think our presence was the only thing that we could do, pray together, talk to each other and be as supportive as we could. And I think it was just the presence of people together, that they had a place to go to and people to talk to. And even in the car park afterwards, they just huddled together. I wouldn't say there were too many words spoken, but it was just being together. And they weren't rushing off yesterday anywhere.
Okay.
And that's kind of the feeling, a huge dark cloud upon our community here. So sad.
Father John Gilligan, local parish priest in Newcastle. Father Gilligan, thanks a million for speaking to us.